Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Sahib. I hope you are well this morning. Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. And may Allah Ta'ala take great work for you and your service for humanity and for the Ummah. Allah Ta'ala grant it acceptance. Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is Yawm al-Jumu'ah, the blessed honorable day of Friday, the 25th of Ramadan Mubarak. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah Mu'minun, chapter number 23, the beginning of the 18th part, the 18th Surah, and the 18th Supara, and chapter 23, and verse number 3. So we are discussing the true qualities of the true believers that are devoted, dedicated to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. They possess the true iman and faith. They read and perform their salat with humility, devotion and khushu and khudu and dedication. And what other quality? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُؤْرِدُونَ. Chapter 23, verse 3. And they are those people that they shun and they turn away from laghwun. What is laghwun? It is that speech that does not benefit us in this world. It does not benefit us in the year after. So now the weekend will start. So tonight, tomorrow, Sunday night, let's have a nice braai and so forth. And 2-3 hours will go there. 3/4 of the time we're talking nonsense and joking and what have you, killing time, passing time. So that is laghwun. So that is with our tongue. Therefore, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah used to wear a ring, and that it was engraved on that ring, jirmuhu saghir wa jurmuhu kabir. The size of the tongue is small, but the crime it commits is very big. And with our actions, how we commit futile speech, futile actions. So what is futile actions? Sitting in front of the TV, in front of the video, hours and hours going, and that is Robin Hood, Bollywood, Hollywood, all haram things. They promote every nudity, they promote gay business, they promote, you must remember, that you must be unfaithful to your spouse, and promoting gambling, and what and what. And we are so happy to have that in our homes. So we should be the ones that we're thinking that this is laghun. I must abstain and refrain from that. And then we see that today laghun has many, many forms. One is in the form of entertainment, that people have become addicted to soccer, cricket. They must see their team playing there in England. They must see India, Pakistan playing cricket. They must see this, they must see that. So that are actions that are futile. No benefit in this world. No benefit in the year after. On the contrary, you inviting the punishment and chastisement of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And remember, in Urdu we have a very good saying, and that is what? Allah ki lathi be awaz hai. The stick of Almighty Allah does not make a noise. So what is this verse really teaching us? It's teaching us, O Muslim, O Muslima, O Sa'im, you should make qadr and appreciate this time which Almighty Allah has given you. wal asri. Almighty Allah is teaching us in chapter 103. Almighty Allah takes an oath on time. You must appreciate this time. Time is one of the greatest teachers of humanity. Anything we do, you got married, time will say whether it's successful or not successful. Thereafter, you bought a cell phone, you bought a laptop, you bought a car, whatever it is, time alone will say, was it a good buy or a bad buy? So everything, appreciate time. Now we already finished with the 25th night, remember that. And you in Gauteng, your time is finishing now, you got 1-2 minutes left. So we should wake up and understand we still got 27th night, 29th night and few days left of Ramadan Mubarak, 1445. So we should be the ones that to make Qadr of Laylatul Qadr of Ramadan Mubarak. Will we see Eid this year? Only Allah knows. Will we see Ramadan again next year? Only Almighty Allah knows. So stay away, O Muslim, from futile speech and futile actions. So that is the quality of the true, devoted, dedicated Muslims, and not to engross and engage themselves in all these haram activities and unlawful speech and actions. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Gaza genocide, day number 182 today. So Biden and, remember, Bibi, both haramis, both names start with the B, and they both haramis also, and both war criminals. So he, Biden, told Bibi the US policy towards Israel will change unless they do what America is telling them immediately. They must guard, remember, civilians, aid workers, and so forth and so on. So all this is just, you must remember, talk. You're not putting lipstick on a pig. That is what George Galloway said, and we agree with him. So remember that nothing will change just because they murdered and killed the aid workers, and they happen to be from the Western countries. So international global outrage against Israel. We're telling you this for the past 30 years, remember that. They are haramis, and they are the super terrorists, and America are the greatest terrorists because they support them all the way. After that phone call, Bibi spoke to APEC and what he told them. We need more arms. We want to finish them up there in Gaza. And there must be no Palestinian state. This is yesterday. So that's what he said. So you can go check it up and see. Biden approves more bombs for Israel. One side you say your policy will change. For 75 years you're supporting them to the hilt and giving them more bombs and to kill more and more Palestinians. So one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. UK does not have an appetite to go for war against Russia, against China, against Iran. So they already surrendered. They say we cannot fight these people. We'll get a good thrashing. There in Greece, 11 Greek politicians were guilty of fraud. You know, when we were in school, we used to have we used to have all the sports teams. And that was, you must remember, in the 60s. Now things must have changed. So one team's name was Trojan and one team's name was Spartan. So I remember in the 60s. So now these people, they were Spartans, but they went in with another name. And that is how they tricked the election, so you must remember, and they won some seats there. So now they're going to disqualify them, it looks like. You South Africans, Muslim, non-Muslim, you need to be very careful. I told you, they want to destroy the shame, the modesty, the morality, the compass, the moral compass of your child. Under 9, they want to teach them sexual education, and half the things are so explicit and so forth. So this is what your ANC government wants to do, that destroy. No child is baligh and mature before the age of 9, and this is what they want to inculcate. You can have 2 fathers, 2 mothers, 2 this, 2 this. You can be gay, you can be lesbian, all these things. Therefore, I'm telling you that the schools of today and these colleges of today and universities are not academic institutions, they are brothels, that's what they are. Argentina experiencing the worst dengue pandemic, so many mosquitoes everywhere, and people are really suffering. Argentina, Russia. So the regional governor was stabbed. He gave a lecture and somebody came and stabbed him in his abdomen. But they say he's stable. Nakakula is in Makula problems now. So she was there in court in Pretoria yesterday, and then 50,000 rand bail and with conditions and so forth. So looks like she might just end up in prison. That will be a good one if she ends up there. Somalia expels the Ethiopian ambassador. So everywhere there will be somebody for putting some sparks also. So Israel targeted the 3 vehicles where they murdered cold-bloodedly, premeditated murder. And these 3 vehicles were 500 meters apart. And remember, now one thing that you are missing, majority of you listeners of Radio Ansar International and Marcus Sahaba, these aid workers, 3 of them from Britain and so forth, they were not just aid workers who came to Gaza, you know, for the love of the Palestinians or love of humanity. Nay, they were intelligence officers. They came there as spies and so forth. Now you know Israeli intelligence. They know your history, geography, biology. So they allowed them inside, and then they monitored them, and they know that they gained great, great information to indict Israel in their war crimes and genocide. So they said, best thing, let us now put them away with the evidence. And that is what really happened. So we need to understand what really is happening. UK, Sunak woke up from his slumber. He says they might quit. UK might quit the European Court of Human Rights. I thought you'll stand for human rights and democracy, Sunak, but Sunak wants to send the people to Rwanda, and the European Union say you can't do that. So imagine how bent he is. So remember my advice to Sunak, best thing for you, go back to India, and then you can decide whether you want to drink the cow milk or the cow urine. Israeli expelled from Russia. Very good, Putin. You must show this haramis a lesson. So why did they expel this one Israeli? He said he wants to go fight for Ukraine. So Russia say, you want to go fight for Ukraine, so get out from here. So they expelled him. Listen to these haramis and all you Salafi scholars, scholars for dollars, selling the whole deen and selling your soul already. Saudi Arabia advertises in all their media that this month of April, they will be in all the major cinemas, including Medina Munawara, screening of international films and movies. And they're proud about this. This is your MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan Harami Khinzir. The Spain Prime Minister, and he says the EU must reevaluate its ties with Israel. And he said before June, July, around there, they will be recognizing the state of Israel, that Spain. More than 150,000 people today expected at Masjid al-Aqsa for Jummatul Wida. The last Friday, they call it. Remember when we were studying in Pakistan? So Sunday was the holiday weekly. So but Friday, the last Friday, remember, was known as Jummatul Wida. So it was a public holiday. The Shias, Khomeini and company, La'anahumullah, 100% kufar, they jumping on the bandwagon, and they call this Friday the last Friday of Ramadan, Yawm al-Quds, the day of Quds of Palestine. We say every day is day of Palestine. We don't need you Shias, kufar, to come and teach us that. This is a big story. Now 11 Palestinians and Israelis, they made an alliance, and they said we must assassinate and kill Ben-Gvir. Ben-Gvir is a super terrorist. He was found to be guilty of terrorism in an Israeli court also. So what a story. But they say they apprehended them, and that Ben-Gvir must be urinating in his underpants, you know. So remember that. So if they put him away, we will say good riddance to you, rubbish and war criminal and murderer of the Palestinians. The Peruvian president, she's a lover of Rolex watches, but she's not impeached, so she's still the president. Israel must be expelled from FIFA and the Olympics. What you did to Russia. So why can't you do it with Israel? Why must Israel always have a special status? They must be expelled, the haramis, the war criminals, guilty of crimes from 75 years and more. And thereafter, remember that there are 3-4 announcements I must tell you. You will see last night, today, a message will be going viral, and they will tell you that today, Jummah time, or this time, read 4 rakat salat, or 2 rakat salat, and is known as Salatul Kafara. If you read that salat and perform that salat, then all your qaza salat is finished. You don't have to worry about it. All that is fairy tales. There's nothing like that in Islam. It's idiots only who promote these type of things. There's no such thing like that in Islam. So we reject that as it is. Next one, we must remember that, you see, I have all the info by me, alhamdulillah. The United Arab Emirates, Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and their ambassador to Israel. Now, during this week, they had an iftar party hosted by the president of Israel, Herzog. And he sitting next to him, remember this, the traitor, murtad ambassador of UAE sitting next to the president of Israel. So this is what they want, that they can murder and kill 40,000 Palestinians, injure 100,000, and UAE and Saudi and all these tenpot dictators will give them money and sit with them. So what a shame. Ghaddarun, Khanazir, Walmurtadun. I speak Arabic now because I want the message to go to them. That is what you really are, you shaitans. So remember, now see the Muslims in America, Biden invited them. At least they had that ghira, they had that self-esteem and self-respect. They told Biden, you go to hell. We have sense of respect. We will never accept your invitation. No Muslim attended from the diverse organizations. They were invited to the White House and they made their iftar and they broke their fast after sunset there outside in the rain. So this is what we need, to humiliate these people and not go and bootleg them and so forth. Two stories that you don't know, because this is personal to do with me. My one brother, Muslim brother from Pretoria, I won't mention name obviously, so he went to Palestine and he went 4 times previously, entered everything. Now he went, he sent a message to me and they then arrested him, put him in a cell for 17 hours, and then they told him, deported him. So that is what, they know he's got a little bit to do with the media, so they're very frightened. They'll get exposed. There's nothing to expose. The whole world knows what you are. You are the haramis, you are the super terrorists, and one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. The whole global narrative has changed. 80% of the people thought you are the most moral people. They thought the army, they thought you are a democracy. Now 80-90% have joined the opposite side and have said Israel is an apartheid super terrorist regime and needs to be dismantled if you want global peace. And then I got 3 youngsters from Durban, mashallah. So they went there first time, you must remember, and then they interrogated them and told them no mamnu ud-dukhul, no entry for you there in Palestine, in occupied Palestine. Okay, then let me give you the history today, 25th Ramadan. So it was on the 25th of Ramadan, and the year, remember, was 1150. So remember that we find that Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahimahullah, was born. If you go to Iran, I was there in 2013. So these are twin cities. One is Tehran and one is Ray. So Ray, Raya. So when you are born there and you brought up there, you call Razi. So very beautiful city. So this is where Imam Fakhruddin Razi hails from. And remember, one of the great scholars of his time, and his Tafsir Kabir, his commentary on the Noble Quran, is one of his greatest works. Today's lineup is that 11:25 we will link up with Makkah Mukarramah. Before that, Sudais will be delivering the khutbah and the sermon and salat and so forth. So we will translate it, inshallah. My Jummah will be here in Sabri Masjid in Indonesia. So inshallah, and remember, this is the last Jummah of this Ramadan, 1445. So abandon Durood Sharif, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation, on the best day of the week and the best month of the year. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make special dua for Sudan, for India, for Kashmir, and the Burmese Muslims, the Rohingya and Syria, Libya, Arabia, and obviously Palestine and our own beloved country that's going in the wrong direction. And Allah alone have mercy. What will happen post-election? You know, election is end of May, on May 29th. So Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on us. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكْ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Include us in your special mercy, Ya Rabbal Alameen, because you alone are the most merciful one to show mercy. Jima Salim Kareem, we have 9 minutes, inshallah.
Please advise if a man refuses to go to the masjid for any salah during the month of Ramadan but watches TV all the time, even on odd nights.
Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked regarding a person, a man taraka al-jama'a wal-jumu'ah. What is the position of a person who does not read salat, is able, capable, nothing, and he doesn't go to the masjid and the mosque? He, Abdullah ibn Abbas, said, huwa finnar. He ends up in Jahannam. So make dua for him. Ramadan means there to burn our sins, but they're addicted to their TV and so forth. Whether he got iman or not, only Almighty Allah knows that. But we have to pass the fatwa and the verdict. Remember, according to the prima facie evidence, that is what Islam teaches us. I just give you one verse of the noble Quran. Ma salakakum fi saqar. And what made you land up and walk straight into Jahannam and the hellfire? So that is the question will be posed to the people who are in Jahannam and they had little bit iman, but then they lost their iman. Oh, remember, Allah knows best. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says, Ma salakakum fi saqar. The first thing they will say, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسْوَلِّينَ. We shouldn't read salat. We shouldn't perform salat. We shouldn't perform namaz and prayer. Chapter number 74, Surah Muddathir, and verses 42 and 43. So show him that anybody who got some influence, cry to Allah, Allah guide him and guide this ummah that is going in the wrong way. And Allah always keep us on the right path. Allah Jalla Wala don't take us away. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الحور بعد الكور. Wonderful dua, powerful dua, potent dua and supplication mentioned in Sunan Nasai. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الحور بعد الكور. Ya Allah, you kept us on the right path. Don't let us deviate and go the wrong way. So that is من الحور بعد الكور.
Mufti Sahib, is there an abridged Salatu Tasbih? And how do you read the Salah? Jazakallah.
Yes, you must remember you can read it in 2 rakats instead of 4 rakats, and then you read 10 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. But my advice will be that instead of reading that, read the original one. And these Salafis who are, you know, pseudo scholars, I challenge them all. I'm giving you the reference, you Salafis and others, you understand, pseudo scholars and scholars for dollars. That go open Targhib wa Tarheeb by Allama Munziri Rahimahullah, which is edited, authenticated by Sheikh Albani Rahimahullah. I have it right in front of me in my library. And mine got the black cover. Al Jildul Awwal Al Mujalladul Awwal. Under the heading Salatu Tasbih, and he, Sheikh Albani, authenticated it, the whole hadith of Abbas radiallahu an and others, as Sahih or Hassan, remember that, authentic hadith. So how you can say that there's no Salat like this and so forth? So remember, read the original one, so that is the best.
Mufti Saab, please can you advise, we have so many marhums in our family, when making dua, do we have to take everyone's name or can we see for all marhums?
Remember, my brother, sister, wonderful question. And this morning, whilst I was making dua, the thought flashed through my mind, same thing that you are asking, Ya Allah. So many people in our family, in our friends, in the ummah have passed away. So we read 2 duas. Write it down, read it, by heart it. Now, today, you must by heart it. It's just 2 lines. First dua, chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Especially if you lost both your parents or one of them, then read this dua. Very powerful, very potent supplication. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي, O beloved Allah, forgive me. وَلِوَالِدَيَّ, and my beloved parents. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and the believers. We cannot make dua for non-Muslims after they die. That is enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 9, verse 84. وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمَا تَأَبَدَىٰ وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. You cannot go to the funeral, you cannot go to the memorial service, you cannot do anything, remember. Yes, you offer condolences to the bereaved family, that's fine. But to be active there, all that absolutely haram, you can lose your iman if you're not careful. So that is the dua you should read. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ, the day the reckoning is established. Chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. Now there are millions of people passing away, 40,000 in Gaza alone by these haramis. So haramis, you know what it means, illegitimate children. But that's a respectful translation. The real translation in this context will be B, and that means a big B. So remember, that's what we mean also. And you can quote me anywhere in the world. So chapter 59, Surah Hashr, in the 28th Supara, right by the first quarter, and verse number 10. Chapter 59, verse 10. I read for you. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. O beloved Allah, forgive us and forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with iman, with Islam, with faith and conviction. So these are the two du'as. You don't have to take anybody's name. You just make this collective du'a. Allah Jalla Wala will forgive them, elevate their rank and status. And if that person is really near and dear to you, you are crying, begging Allah for their forgiveness, then one day you will see them in the dream and they'll be smiling with you. Sometime flying in the air like a bride when you see your beloved mother. Remember that. Great, great things will happen if we cry and beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Mufti Saab, as females, we do not go to the Kabristan. If there are no men folk to go, what is the best to read for our beloved marhums? Question number two, what is the significance of pouring water on a qabr?
First thing you must remember is for ladies to go to graveyard is haram. And whether there are men there or there are no men there, and you want to go alone or you want to go group of ladies, all haram. We never ever pass a verdict without dalil and evidence. All of you should know there's a great work on hadith. Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sema Rahimahullah was born in 1920 in Newcastle, and he passed away in 2007. And Mawlana Qasim Sema studied in Dabel from 1935 to 1944. He had one teacher, Mawlana Aziz Ahmad Bihari. Thus Hazrat Mawlana Aziz Ahmad Bihari taught me in 79-80. I'm his first student and last student from South Africa. After that, he went in retirement, 95 years old. He wrote a letter, and that's how I got entry into Darul Newcastle as a teacher from 81 to 2000. So the lesson I want to give you is he taught us Sunan Nasai. So in Sunan Nasai, you must remember that you will find these three ahadis. One, La'anallahu zairatil qubur. Allah Ta'ala's curse is on the women who frequent the graveyard. Second one, La'anallahu zawaratil qubur. Allah Ta'ala's curse is on the ladies who visit the graveyard excessively. Third one, listen to this incident. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha the ladli, the beloved sahib zadi and most beloved child of the master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one day, all this is in Sunan Nasai, walking, he habibuna rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, walking in the opposite direction. What you doing here outside, my beloved daughter? Ya Abati, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I went to offer condolences. There's somebody passed away. Did you go graveyard? Nay, I never went. Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling his daughter, Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah, the leader of the women in Jannah. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. If, hypothetically, for argument's sake, you had gone to the graveyard, you would not enter Jannah and paradise. So where do we stand a chance? So remember, you read from your house for your marhumin and deceased. What must you read? Iqra' Yasin ala mawtakum. The Rawi report of the hadith is Ma'qil bin Yasar, and the hadith is mentioned in Mustad Ahmad, in Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah. Any portion, part of the Quran you read, but Surah Yasin is excellent. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged that, and remember that according to all four schools, to read Quran Sharif for the mayyit and amwat, totally permissible. The Salafis, they reject it. Allah Ta'ala give them hidayat. They are dhal and mudil. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.